This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. The 10th session of both the houses of the Federal Parliament commencing from today. International Literacy Day being celebrated today. 23 districts in Nepal to be declared fully literate. And at least 41 people died after a fire breaks out in Indonesian jail. Now, the news in detail. The 10th session of both the houses of the Federal Parliament is commencing from today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has announced the meeting of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly for the 4 p.m. today on the recommendation of the Government of Nepal. The agenda of the session of the House will include the bill to replace the ordinance budget, the long-pending civil service bill, the citizenship bill, and various ordinances issued in the past. In the House of Representatives meeting today, the Speaker would read out the letter received from the President, the members to preside over the Parliament meeting during the absence of the Speaker will be nominated, and Home Minister Balkrishna Khad will table the ordinance related to Political Parties Second Amendment 2078 Bikram Sambat. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba had got the vote of confidence from the last session of Parliament. The 9th session of the House ended on August 16th. The International Literacy Day is being celebrated today in the country through virtual and various other means. The theme of the International Literacy Day this year is Literacy for Human-Centered Recovery, Narrowing the Digital Divide. The Center for Education and Human Resource Development has planned a tree plantation program in Bhaktapur to mark the occasion. Preparations are underway in a way to resume the operation of the schools at local levels in Kathmandu and other districts from September 17th based on the risk analysis of COVID-19. A meeting called by Kathmandu Chief District Officer on Tuesday decided to urge presentation of uniformed action plan to open the schools in coordination with District Crisis Management Center by assessing the health risk. The meeting of the CPN-UML Parliamentary Party is underway in Lotse Hall of Federal Parliament Building. Chairman and leader of the Parliamentary Party, K.P. Sharma Oli, is scheduled to train the Member of Parliament on how to present themselves in the Parliament sitting starting from today. According to Chief Whip of the Parliamentary Party, Bisal Bhattarai, today's meeting will also decide the strategy so as to present itself in a new way as the main opposition. Likewise, the meeting of the CPN Unified Socialist is starting shortly at Sankar Hall of Federal Parliament Building. According to leader Jeevan Ram Threster, the party is going to hold a meeting to formulate a strategy for the operation of the Parliament. The world's longest suspension bridge in Baglung district linking Baglung and neighbouring Parbat district has been named in English and Nepali. The 567 meters long bridge over the Kali Gandaki River has been named Gandaki Golden Bridge in English and Gandaki Sunaulo Jhula in Nepali. An executive meeting of the Baglung municipality, the patron of the bridge, took a decision in this regard. The municipality has applied for the bridge to claim the Guinness World Records title as the world's longest suspension bridge. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted heavy rainfall in three provinces with general cloudy condition across the country today due to impact of monsoon wind. According to meteorologist Pratibha Manandar, monsoon has not yet ended in the country. There are chances of light to moderate rains ahead. Presently, light rainfall is taking place at some places of the province 1, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. Likewise, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places of the Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces in the afternoon today. Tonight, there will be generally cloudy across the country and light to moderate thunder shower has been predicted at some places and heavy rain is likely at one or two places of the Bagmati province. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. At least 41 people have died in Indonesia after a fire broke out at a prison on the outskirts of the capital, Jakarta. The blaze broke out in early hours of Wednesday morning at Tangerang Jail when most of the prisoners were asleep. There were 122 inmates staying in Block C, the prison block that was affected. A short circuit is suspected to be the cause of the fire, though the spokeswoman for Indonesian correctional institutions said this was yet to be confirmed and would be investigated further. At least 17 patients have been killed after heavy rainfall caused flooding at a hospital in Mexico's central Hidalgo state. They say a river burst its bank and water then cut the power supply at the hospital in the town of Tula. Local media reported some of the victims were COVID-19 patients who were being treated with oxygen therapy. Rescuers evacuated about 40 patients. Meanwhile, a boat transporting the state governor sank in the river. The army was deployed to provide assistance to the rescue teams dealing with the disaster. Thousands of farmers gathered in the northern Indian state of Haryana to protest agriculture laws have pitched tents outside a key government office. After talks between farmer leaders and officials failed on Tuesday, protesters marched towards the office in Karnal district. Several farmer leaders were detained and released later. Authorities has imposed restrictions on gatherings and snapped internet services ahead of the protest. Despite the orders, farmers gathered at the main grain market in Karnal in huge numbers. The latest protests have been organized in response to the violence that broke out during a similar demonstration in Karnal on August 28. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. The 10th session of both the houses of the Federal Parliament commencing from today. International Literacy Day being celebrated today. 23 districts in Nepal to be declared fully literate. And at least 41 people have died after fire breaks out in Indonesian jail. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.